Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
So we're going to talk about today a series called Tales from the Trenches, The Basics. I do a series called Tales from the Trenches, and over the years, we've gotten into a lot of fairly sophisticated analyses of troubles where people step in a pile of you know what. But it comes to us that in real estate, we mostly keep doing the same things. We find properties, we like bungalows, we go buy bungalows. We like townhouses, that's what we do. And you keep running into the same problems over and over. So we decided to take a step back and do a series called Tales from the Trenches, The Basics, where we go into items that come up for you very often. And this is the second one in the series. It's on home inspections. Let's talk about knob and tube. Knob and tube. Anybody heard those words before? Knob and tube? A few people? So this is how houses were wired right up until the early 50s. There's a single piece of wire that gets a hole drilled in a joist or a stud. And then one of these porcelain tubes gets put in and you put the wire through it so it doesn't fray. And when you get to the end of a joist, the knob part allows you to tie the wire on and go sideways. Anyway, that's how they used to do it. And it's now not the way they do it because it's not up to code and it's quite illegal. So that's what knob and tube is. So here's the tale. Our members head out to New Brunswick and they're looking for property out there. They've done some research. They find some that there are some pretty good properties. They found a triplex that looked fan-freaking-tastic. Really good. Long-term tenants, pretty good area, and a 19% cap rate. So this thing's throwing off money like crazy. So it looks good. Careful guys that they are, though. They get an inspection along with other diligence that they do. They reviewed leases. They looked at the area. But they also got a home inspection. And there's always a few minor problems. Who's ever had a home inspection where there wasn't a little something that the inspector found? They always find something, right? But the major thing that he found is the wiring coming from the outside into the house. That's all nice and new. Nice new panel inside. But as soon as it was invisible in the walls, guess what it was in the walls? It was knob and tube. So they put the new wire in, and then they get to the old knob and tube, and they twist the wires together and put a Merrick clamp on it. It's called pigtailing. Pigtail to the new visible wiring. So what do they do? I mean, the seller was telling them it was all new wiring. That was what he said. So are they glad they got an inspection? Yes, they are. What do they find? All right, so I ran into this myself 2 summers ago, bought a house. It had a 60-amp panel. And my best friend, the insurance guy, said, Barry, I can't insure this unless it's a 100-amp panel. You got to change it. So, not going to pass code, can't get insurance on a house with knob and tube, and $30,000 for upgrades. So what would you do if you ran into this house and you liked it? Great cash flow, 19% cap rate. You ask for a deduction, you'd have to move the tenants out to fix it. So they try and talk to the seller about reducing the price to reflect this big problem. And the seller, crusty maritimer that he is, nope, not doing that. And he didn't want to negotiate anymore. And he said, I hope any new offers that show up aren't as diligent about you guys with their property inspections. So he's pretty candid about saying, I'm not telling the next guy that comes along either. And if they don't get an inspection, they're not going to find it. This was all in an email to me. I've got a fantastic handout that you're going to get at the end of my presentation. And in there, I have put the complete email in from our RAIN members because it was so nicely put. And that's what we do, folks, is this is a helping room. People send me their stories so I can get up here and tell those stories to you and so you can learn things and not step in that same pile of doo-doo. So that's where all the stories come from. People call me and tell me.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. to print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.